School officials continue to voice concerns about a trend of declining enrollment. Outgoing Superintendent Gary Jacobson told the board Thursday if projections hold up for next year, the district will have dropped around 100 students over a four-year span.
Maybe it didn't sneak up on us, but it seemed like it did. I wasn't expecting this huge drop in enrollment that occurred, and I don't know if anybody else was.
Next year, the district projects 494 students will attend the three schools. That's not far from a state requirement for 425 students to allow a district to count three schools, an elementary, middle, and high school. Administrators initially reported that cutoff number at 450 students, but have since checked with the state and found out they can still count three schools until enrollment falls below 425. Both the number of students and the number of schools in a district affect how much money the district qualifies for from the state. Jacobson again told the board that declining enrollment would mean in another 2 or 3 years the board would have to look at reducing staff numbers. The latest version of the spending plan for the district reduces the anticipated $400,000 deficit that staff talked about last month. Business manager Wendy Einerson said she included federal economic stimulus money that the district now expects to receive.
What I did is I took $172,000 worth of expenditures out of the general fund and moved those into the special funds where the title grants would cover additional aides or parts of teachers or whatever. So they came out of the general fund. And consequently, if you remember the budget we worked on originally with the fund balance of $255,000, that has now come up to a much healthier looking $477,000 with a fund balance being 6 1/3% of our expenditures. So it's looking better.
However, Einerson cautioned that there were a number of unknowns remaining in next year's district budget.
We don't know what our fuel costs are going to be next year, if they're going to stay steady or they're going to go up. We don't know what kind of ramifications the teachers' negotiations are going to have on the budget. And we won't know until May if Aetna is going to increase their premiums, their health insurance premiums.
Einerson said she's cut school supply dollars, staff travel money, and capital improvement dollars. She outlined a few of the other features of next year's budget.
I did not cut student activity travel at all. It does not have a separate activity director in it. It does not have a separate funding for a mental health counselor in it. It does not have, well, the community advocate position was never in the general fund, but it's not funded next year either, and that was grant funded.
The spending plan picks up the cost of an elementary school counselor, which has been grant-funded for the past 3 years. It also pays for full-time counselors in both the middle and high schools. The district has also been paying for contracted counseling work through Petersburg Mental Health Services. That contract has cost the district around $30,000 in recent years, and it could be cut to $4,000 for next year. Mental Health's Susan Omer says it's been a valuable contract for her agency.
It's a contract that basically allows Petersburg Mental Health to provide consultative and as well as psychological services to students and staff of the schools without incurring the cost of a position where the school would have to pay for health insurance and benefits and all of those things, so that you're basically paying on an hourly rate and then are able to, you know, utilize our services in a way that we wouldn't be available otherwise.
Omer said the contract has allowed mental health to hire another counselor, and cutting the money would probably mean she'd have to reduce her staff.
What I've loved about this contract is that it allows us to hire another clinician, so the community has more choice and we have a wider range of skills and expertise, and we were able to respond so quickly to any need that the school had. Well, we were seeing many more children than ever got to be seen before. So I will grieve the fact that we won't be able to be seeing many children from this point forward.
The district still plans to employ a full-time counselor in the schools, and Superintendent Jacobson said there are advantages to having someone on staff.
With that $30,000, they're only here part-time, whereas a full-time counselor is here all the time. And in case we have an emergency, that counselor is there.
Mm-hmm.
and can take care of that. Whereas with the Petersburg Mental Health contract, they may not be able to get up there for a little while.
The district added a full-time counselor and principal at the middle school last year. Outgoing high school principal Dave Morris said staff have talked about the number of principals and counselors in the spending plan.
Yeah, you got four administrators now, including the superintendent, for a district of 500 kids. And you got three counselors in this contract with mental health for 500 kids. I think to us it looked top heavy.
Morris said the board would not be able to find another district with a full-time counselor and full-time principal for 110 kids in the middle school elsewhere in the state. He said the board could also find other places to cut its budget.
You mentioned combining grades in the elementary. You got a sixth grade next year with 35, 36 kids with three teachers. I mean, that's pretty luxurious. I've got high school class over there with three and four kids in it. There's other ways to deliver that instruction besides having a teacher face-to-face in there. And I talked to our staff today. I said, if you want to keep these things, we've got to build out programs. We've got to generate interest. Or else there are ways in today's world to deliver that instruction without a teacher in front of those kids.
The board is interviewing three finalists for the district's next school superintendent Thursday and also will be hiring new high school and middle school principals this spring. The board plans to hold another budget work session before adopting a final spending plan at the regular meeting April 21st. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.